Often when we think about architecture, we think about walls, structures, and enclosed spaces. But Brian Seeley Jr., an architect, designer, educator, and activist, goes beyond the concepts of boundaries by bringing and gaining knowledge to and from the environment and community around him. We're here at WWNO with Brian Seeley Jr. So thanks, Brian, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So how do all of your jobs and actions overlap?
All of my work really talks about justice in a way that speaks to the cultural and colloquial language in which design speaks value into place. And that I think, is in essence how you reach those aspirations, is by understanding that it's you know, these languages that architecture or the physical space, the physical environment relays to us, tells us our values and tells us our worth. So when you see dilapidated properties, when you see properties that have not been taken care of in a long time, or that the city is allowing to fall apart, that means something. That means they value this less. And so what we should be looking at is the ways in which people react to that. Because there are beautiful ways in which communities that have historically been disinherited have an opportunity to change the narratives, right? So they build things in their own communities. They actively paint colors on their walls and buildings. And those types of things are the resistance, the resistance to this constant oppression of capitalism and real estate that do not fit the narrative of neighborhoods or communities in that way.
You've been teaching a course at Bard Early College. Give us a synopsis of what that course is about.
So basically the course is around design justice. And so the intention is to figure out how architecture and social justice find connections and how justice manifests itself through the buildings and places and spaces that we live within.
Well, in the buildings, so you have like a specific client, right? So talk about that project.
Yeah, so essentially what we asked the students to do was first figure out how to understand a city. So they take, we took these mock models and we allowed them to map those to the city streets. And so they looked at St. Claude, they looked at Alvar and Pauline and the adjacent streets to the school that we're in. And they tried to create that neighborhood. And so they built little models to reflect that. And then we looked at a building on that block and talk about what that building could be. And so the students had a full-on meeting and a community engagement strategy meeting with the client, and basically talked about how they can build a community church. So they've been working on that for the last 6 weeks.
So how has teaching that course, how has it changed your ideas of structures or buildings or architectural design?
I think what I got out of this course was really the ways in which students actually understand a lot about the built environment without knowing the specific nuances or the details, but they understand it. They just kind of have that connection to it regardless. And so what I learned from this is really that we can include students way earlier in the process, far more often. It should be kind of ubiquitous in our training, but also in our community engagement strategies, is, you know, talk to the young people, include them within the community at large as we start to talk about community engagement or perpetual engagement. If we allow for students to be directly connected to the way they shape their own environment, they actually are going to take care of, they're going to promote and advocate for these things long term, regardless of whether or not they become architects. And so I think that's where we want to be, is in a space where the built environment has advocates from a young age all the way through the time they become lawyers or doctors or chefs in this city.
Yeah, and I love that, because it's through expression.
Yeah.
And then the community of helping each other.
Yeah. I always say architecture is the hardware to the software of life, and art is the user interface.
That's amazing. To check out more about Brian Seeley Jr., you can go to nolavie.com and wwno.org. For Nolavie and WWNO, this is Kelly Crawford and
Brian Lee.